each week.
Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your home on this beautiful day, the day the Lord has made. And the Bible said we should and we could rejoice and be glad therein. So we're going to rejoice this morning and praise His holy name. Well, let's begin our service by saying, "Call me gone."
I call it mine, heaven I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything but when He calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear Him call me and gone.
You know, I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime, and well, smart just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, but let them go ahead and laugh. 'Cause you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in. She's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I'll not be here, because I'm gonna be gone.
Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Just call me gone. There's no more heartaches. Call me gone. That's all it takes.
Gone. I want to do that in memory of Kenneth Fast, who passed away this past week, a good friend of mine up at Linside, and good to talk to Bobby and Alicia Coulter, and I want to remember them today in this song, and I want to remember all of you. I appreciate you. I hope you're doing well on this beautiful Sunday morning. Well, let's do this song right here. This one says, "That Ragged Old Flag."
I walked through a courthouse, county square, and on an old park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your courthouse kind of looks run down," and he said, "Well, it'll do for our little town." And I said, "The flagpoles, well, it's kind of leaning a bit, and why, that old ragged flag that's hanging upon it." He said, "Have a seat." So I sat down. "Is this the first time you visited our little town?" I said, "Well, yes, it is." "Well," he said, "I just don't like to brag, but we're awful proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag. You see, she got a hole in the flag when Washington took it across to Delaware. Then he got powder burns the night Francis Scott King sat watching and writing "Oh, Say Can You See." He got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenhammer and Jackson tugging at her seams. Why, she almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on anyhow. She was cut by a sword in Chancellorsville and cut bad again in Shiloh Hill. It was Robert E. Lee, Bogart and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard upon that old ragged flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole blowed in her by a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and she hung blue by the time that it was through. Why, she's been to Korea, Vietnam. She's went wherever she was sent by her Uncle Sam. Many Americans, brown, yellow, and white, all shed their blood for her stars and stripes. In her own good land, why, she's been abused. She's been burnt, dishonored, denied, and refused. And our government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout our land. Why, she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin. But oh, she's in awfully good shape for the shape she's in. You see, she's been through the fire. But I believe that she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground. We fold her up just right. Oh, you know, on second thought, I would like to brag, because you see, I'm mighty proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag.
Yes, sir, I'm very proud of that ragged old flag. Thank you, people who stand for America. And I'm thinking all of you, because I know that you are very humbled at the thought of the flag not being honored by some, and I think it's disgraceful. I think that our flag, it represents us, and it represents what we stand for and what we've stood for many years. And I thank God for that flag, and I thank God for what the flag really means. So I'm very disgusted with those who do not believe.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion, why, is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe, place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. And though how my heart wishes to know heaven is real.
Yes, heaven is real. Heaven is real. And I'm heading in that direction. I'm in no hurry to go, but I'm ready to go. And that means a whole lot to me, and it means a whole lot to you if you're not ready to meet God, because the Bible says appointed unto man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. And I don't want to face the judgment without his blood being applied to my life. It only takes the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin. I remember on the sidewalk in Virginia many years ago, the only scripture I could think of is that if I would confess my sin, he was faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I can remember that, and I thank God that he saved me the moment that I confessed that he was my Christ. He came into my heart, and he'll do the same thing for you. Well, let's go on home.
Years ago, one day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, it was what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time, that's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand we must go on. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time, it's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there.
I was thinking this week that Martha has done, went home to her reward, and I miss her, but I thank God that she ran a good race, she fought a good fight, and she kept the faith. That's the main thing, and I'm looking forward to seeing her again one day. When I get home on the other side, we'll meet together, and we'll have a great time in heaven. And I'm going to do this for you right here, and then I'll be back to close the service.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen for His call. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on. So hard when we lose a loved one to the grave. But yet I know that we have this blessed hope that Jesus, He gave. For my God, He's going to wipe all the tears from your eyes. When we meet Him in that land beyond the skies, for heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Oh, yes it is. Yes it is. Seems like lately that's all that's on.
All the Athenians and the strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. I am reading from Acts chapter 17. The story begins in verse 16 when Paul came into Athens. And the Bible said there his spirit was stirred because he saw them giving themselves into idolatry. Notice here in verse 18, they said he seems to be one who is setting forth a strange God, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Is the old time religion sufficient today? In verse 21, the Bible said, for the Athenians and the strangers that were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing.
Isn't that just like we are today? Always looking for new things. Just about the time I get in step, I find myself out of step. But the question I'd like to ask my listeners today, is the old-time religion sufficient for today? Is God's Word sufficient for today? You see, many, many years ago, 40 men wrote 66 books of the Bible 1,500 years ago. And today, we see that book, and it still is just as real today as it was when they wrote it. Great men were moved as they were moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the book, which is so evident and so positive, no mistakes, no errors. It's a complete formulation of God. It's God speaking to the people. It's a love letter from heaven. It tells us that the Bible is true. It says the world may be on fire, but the Word of God will stand throughout the ceaseless ages of time. There were some great men who met one time who thought they would destroy the Bible. And as they gathered, they built a great bonfire. And one was elected to throw the Bible into the bonfire. And when he took the book in his hand and started to throw it, all of a sudden, he paused. He looks over the congregation. He said, "Gentlemen, we had better save this book until another or a better book would come by." But you see, folks, there is no better book. Even though that it does draw dust upon some of our shelves, even though that it does lie, it's never opened, it's never read, but it's a good decoration for the living room coffee table. But yet the Bible stands even above every book that has ever been written. It is generation after generation building upon the faith and establishing a covenant with God through and by the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God is powerful. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. It cuts us away from our sin and brings us to God. My father told me about the Word of God. He taught me that the Word of God would be a lamp unto my pathway. He taught me that it was something I could depend upon. He taught me that it was something I could trust. I could put my total dependence upon the Word of God. And you know, after I've found Christ to be real in my life, I've come to find out that my life entirely depends upon God's Word. If God's Word is false, then, sir, I'm eternally lost without God. And today I can come to Christ and I can repent of my sin, knowing that if I confess it, that He will forgive it. He will throw it in as far as the east is the east and the west is the west. And He will never remember it again. Oh, my friends may remember it. And my enemy will always remind me of it. But once God has forgiven me, I have been forgiven. And today you can believe that. You can trust in that. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, "Whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed." And Paul said, "There is now no condemnation to them which is in Christ." You see, Paul believed in justification. I believe the Bible teaches justification. I believe the old-time religion is a gospel of justification. It's a gospel that believes in the virgin birth of our Lord. We are living in a day and time when the virgin birth has been challenged. Many clergies who stand in the pulpit today do not believe in the virgin birth of our Lord. But in Matthew it tells us, "For behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and ye shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin." Even in Isaiah 7 and 14, it said, "For behold, a virgin would conceive." And today, I believe that that virgin birth of Jesus Christ, I do not believe he was seared by a German soldier. I don't believe that he came from a streetwalker walking down the street. I believe that he came from a holy woman, a woman who had never been touched by man. And the blood of Jesus Christ was placed within the womb of this Virgin Mary. The blood came from the very throne room of heaven. And God injected the blood of Christ into the body. And then after 9 months, she carried that body. And it was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It grew up. It became a man. It was not only a man, but...
Today I face a mountain that I have no strength to climb. For the struggle of the journey left me weak both body and mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance of my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here up on my knee. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of praise, far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face. Rising high in splendor, heights I've never known. Once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view. And I may face some things tomorrow I can't comprehend today. Circumstance uncertain makes it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in a promise, I'll never leave you, I'll always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on the wings of grace, far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face.
That's my broadcast today. I hope you've enjoyed everything that we've said and done, the songs that we've played, the message we preached. I know that I preached this message several times, but it's worthy of listening to again. I like the wording of it. I believe in it, and I trust it. Thank God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if it was good, back years ago, it's still good today. The old-time religion is the same now and forever. Well, I thank you for tuning me in. I hope you're praying for me. My eyes are bad. I'm just struggling to get through right now, but you just keep praying for me and always remember me in your prayers. Father, we're praying for the lost right now. We're praying for those that are afflicted. Lord, those where death has invaded their ranks and stole away someone, God, and taking a loved one away from them. And Lord, maybe they're sick and afflicted. I don't know their situation, but listen, God, you do. You know every hair that's on our head. You know our heart, our intents, and you know my intents. And I pray for my listeners, audience, I pray that something's been said today that will stir their heart and give them faith in God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Remember, God still loves you, and He holds you.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. understand the storm you feel within your soul. Reach out in faith, cast your care.